They want me to get rid of my dog. Can they do that?
I'm being fined for leaving my garage door open too long.
What are covenants? Do I have any rights?
Help, I feel like I've left the American zone.
If you want the answers to those questions, join me, Sue Bartholomew, and my guests on The Commons every Saturday from 2 to 3 right here on WBR Fairfax Radio. We'll ask the experts and we'll untangle the truth about what's left of our property rights.
On the Commons is a weekly radio show dedicated to discussing the many issues surrounding mandatory membership homeowners associations. Join us as we explore this relatively new world of controlled living, which includes condominiums, cooperatives, and both attached and detached single-family homes. Living in a common ownership development means giving up the American dream. It means giving up your constitutional rights and control over your most valuable asset, your home. Living in a homeowners association means leaving the American zone. This is On the Commons, and I am Sue Bartholomew. Joining us today on the Commons, I have the Chicken Lady, all the way from Texas. I know we've had Chicken Ladies before, but Mary Ann Fordyce is in Texas, and she has a video, a Vimeo, and I watched it, and I looked at that. And when I saw the miles and miles of trees and green and nothing but miles of miles and miles of nothing, and then it says that's in an HOA, my first question was, what on earth do they need an HOA for there? So I picked up the phone and I called Mary Ann Fordyce, the Chicken Lady, and Mary Ann's with me today. Mary Ann, thank you so much for joining us. Now, what on earth do you need an HOA for?
Well, I don't actually think anyone needs an HOA. Honestly, Sue, thank you very much for having me on the program. It's been a really trying 8.5, nearly 9 years of my life. It's been very traumatic. We don't need an HOA. And what I would like to do today is share my story without all the gory, gruesome details, but share as much as I feel is would benefit anyone, and then maybe from the positive side, see what can we do collectively. There's so many people that talk and say this should happen and that should happen and why, and there's a lot of great people that are really doing things like you, your show, and like Bill Davis and what he's doing, and people are starting to come forward, but there's going to be a peak point somewhere. There's going to be a point where it's going to change. And it's got to change. And like I said in the video, and I do hope people have a chance to see the video, it's very, very factual. It's very, very true. Not only did I lose my one house, but because my business was shut down, we had bought a second home. And because we had the business was shut down, we couldn't afford the second home. So in reality, I really lost both houses. One home went back in deed in lieu of foreclosure, and the other home is going to auction. We're trying to find out if it has actually been even foreclosed on at this point.
So you know what? It's the video that I saw that just really hooked me, and I do want people to see it. So can we give the – I mean, I'm going to put this in my promo. So anybody who wants to see it, there will be a link on my website, onthecommons.net, onthecommons.us. Both of those websites will have a link to this, but this is a video that I think everybody should see. For the people who listen on the air, on cable, in Northern Virginia, let's give them the URL and how can they see your video. It's perfectly done, Mary Ann.
Thank you. I had a wonderful, wonderful company out of California. Can I mention their name at all?
Absolutely.
But they did a great job.
Absolutely.
It's Beverly Boy Productions, and they're out of California. The most marvelous, wonderful team I've ever met. The most sympathetic people. They came out and they went way over and above and created a beautiful memory for me. And what I told them was I said, this video is my life. This video is closure. This video is so I can move on. I've lost everything I've got. They've hurt me. They've hurt me really, really bad. But it's not about me anymore. It's about everyone else. Something good has got to come out of this. And I'm a fighter. I've been called a freedom fighter. And I'm a disabled, moderately to severely disabled grandmother. But I can't stand by and see this happening because I'm thinking of my children and my children's children and where they're going to live.
You know, you're absolutely correct, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing, because this is not a world that I want to leave my kids and grandkids. This is not real. All right, how can people watch your video?
I do not have that number in front of me.
Okay, I do.
I simply don't. If you could read it, that would be great.
I do. So, okay, everybody, get a pen and a piece of paper. https://vimeo.com/22661896. I'm going to repeat this. https://vimeo.com/22661896. And if that's a little difficult for you to follow, go to my website on thecommons.com.us.net. Anywhere you want to go, you will have a direct link to that video. You've got to see it. And if anybody can answer the question why they need an HOA there, I would love to hear it. So, again, go to my website and see it. You've got to see this video. You've absolutely got to see it. So you've been a chicken lady for how long now, Marianne?
Right now about 10 years, but about the time of the video, it had been right around 8 years. And speaking of numbers, just a quick little thing I wanted to point out. This may mean something to some people. This may mean nothing to everybody. I don't know. But I just wanted to point out today's date. And sometimes numbers come together and they have a meaning. Right now, today's date is August 8th, which is August is the 8th month. The 8th day is the 8th day of the month. And we're in the year of 2017, and 17 is also 1 plus 7 is 8. So today, to me, is a very significant number, 888, because we've got a lunar and a solar eclipse coming up. Now, I'm not an astrologist, and I don't even really follow astrology or anything. I just thought the numbers were unique because the numbers 888 typically coincide with a new beginning and new world, new beginning, new era. And I don't want to be all kind of woo-woo crazy or anything. I'm just saying I think the time is really ready for a change. The time is really ready. And it's not just me. It's everybody. There's so many more people with more horror stories, and they're going through trauma. And I remember what I felt like. I was simply in a daze. I had lost so much. I honestly turn around from day to day and say, where's my – what happened to the, I thought I had a, and then it hits me. Oh, I lost that too. You know, I've lost my homes, my beautiful brand new tractor. My animals were without a doubt losing the hardest things, physical possessions, you know, furniture and clothes and knickknacks, you know, those can be replaced, but the love of my beautiful animals was beyond tragic. You know, I mourn for them, everything from my goats to my donkeys to my beloved pet dogs. But my soul was positively crushed when I lost my dogs.
Wait a minute. You had all these animals in your HOA?
Yes. Oh, yes. Our neighbors sold cows. Our neighbors sell goats. Our neighbors even have pigs. And a quick thing I'd like to point out is, when we moved there back in, I think it was 2008, when we moved there, the first person we met was someone on the board who happened to sell chickens. May I mention any names, or am I allowed to mention names?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You can mention names.
One of the ladies on the board at the time, her name's Kathy Hayward. And I'd like to point out that she was selling chickens, and she had a business in her home named Pivotal Force. She actually had a website named countrychickens.com, and she was selling chickens and eggs. In fact, the person on the board, she was the secretary, Kathy Hayward. We actually purchased our first chickens and our first fertile eggs from her, and she and I would hatch a batch of chicks together. And if anybody knows about chickens, it's something you do. You get an incubator with your friend, and you hatch eggs together, you know. So I would like to point out the irony of a board member actually having chickens, actually having a business, and actually having a chicken business on top of it. And it just went south from there with her discovering that I had a website. And quite simply, I have a very good website, but I make my website look much bigger than it is. I make my company look big. I'm a website designer, you know, so I have a very nice website. And somewhere along the line, she just became very jealous and outraged. And I received a letter from the then president of the HOA, Larry Ray Dawson. And he said to me, he said, well, you need to shut down your website and stop advertising. Well, we weren't advertising in the boundaries of Piney Creek. I had advertisements on Craigslist. And I pointed out to him, well, you know, your wife has a business, Larry. She sells Luckenbach baskets. She sells gift baskets from your front porch. And he says, oh, no, my wife has a website and she has a business, but it's different for us. It's way different for us because we can do that, but
it's
you're selling chickens.
And I said, huh? It's different for us.
Oh, yes, it was different for them. So I said, well, how is it different? He said, well, you know, we don't have people that come to our home. And I said, oh, okay, I get it. Well, I put on a little disguise and used a fake email address and contacted his wife, Denise Dawson. And lo and behold, she invited me to her house to pick up baskets that were for sale. So the rules are different. And it just went on from there to where they actually had become very rude. And they demanded I shut down my website, and which they've filed false charges in the state of Texas. It's just, this has gotten very legal, and I don't want this to become negative. I really, really don't. My trauma is something that I have to deal with, but I will tell you, I'm letting it all go internal, but I'm going to let it come back out again, but it's going to come out better. You know, I want this to help people. What I wanted to say was other people do sell goats, cows, chickens. In fact, some of my best friends there in Belleville, they feed cattle like around the corner from me. There's somebody that's got 30 or 40 head of cattle, and they sell cattle there. And the HOA is very aware of this. We had taken this to court, and in one court case, and there's been many over 8 years, the HOA has hired 13 lawyers with 8 different law firms. They have spent over $100,000, circulated letters, harassed me, humiliated me, and caused me great anguish, all to close down my chicken coop. And sometimes I would have anywhere from 200 to maybe several thousand chickens, but most of them were baby chicks, and I was surrounded by, you know, hundreds and hundreds of acres, and we were doing no harm to anyone. Our boundaries were, in fact, actually 4 feet from the boundaries of Piney Creek subdivision in Belleville, Texas. So it's the Piney Creek in Belleville, Texas, the Property Owners Association. It was them. We did everything. We tried mediation. We tried out-of-court settlement. We tried, I can't tell you how many hundreds of letters I have gotten from their attorneys. But I did one thing that I thought was a little creative. Every time I would get one letter from their attorney, and this might help someone out there, I hope it does. Every time I got one letter from one of their attorneys, and it happened quite often, we had a family joke, which is, hey, did you check the mail today, honey? Yeah, I sure did. do we have any lawsuits today? Nope, but maybe tomorrow. I mean, that was the family joke. It was insane. It was every single week another cease and desist letter, another litigation, another, you know, mediation, another, you know, ex parte communication, you know, on and on.
Go on. I'm sorry.
Well, I kind of forgot my train of thought, but go on. This just went on for years. And I want to tell someone what did help me was when I started getting letters, and I mean en masse, sometimes two or three or four a week from different attorneys, I would take the letter, read it, and see what it was that particular attorney at that moment wanted. And generally it was something to do with one of the cases that sometimes we had several cases going at once. What I would do is write back a return letter, only I wouldn't just write one return letter, because I know every time an attorney sends one letter, that company is going to be billed.
Yeah.
And if that attorney receives a letter back, they're going to have to charge that client money. So what I would do is when I would receive one letter from an attorney, I would reply back with 5 or 10 letters. So what would happen is over the course of 4 or 5 days, that attorney would get 5 or 6 different letters, maybe 10 or so, from me, all with a very similar response. But it cost the HOA a lot more money. So I thought it was a little bit creative that instead of me just getting the letters and worrying about it, I replied back with 25 letters, and it just cost them a lot of money. Maybe that's why their bill got to $100,000. I don't know.
Well, you know, I just want to caution people, because quite often what happens is they will then collect that money from the homeowner. So that's becomes part of your debt. And I don't know what the law is in Texas, but I do know that in several states, they do turn that over. All expenses get turned over to the homeowner regardless.
They did raise the neighbor's rates. Yes, they did. The rates went from $35 a month to $50 a month.
What do you get in your HOA? What are you paying for?
Well, we lived on a dirt road, and actually for years it didn't even have a top. It was literally a mud dirt road. Apparently there was a community park that they did eventually sell. But the only thing they did have was a Thanksgiving meal once a year in the community park until they sold that to pay some of the attorneys. So there really was nothing that we actually got for that whatsoever. We were monitored. They had website cameras everywhere. If you wanted to be watched, you could go outside. There were definitely cameras everywhere.
Of course, now with drones, they're thinking of using, some people are using drones to get into your backyard, but I think that in your case, they'd get tangled up in the trees, smashed. But your website, is that still up and running?
My website, Blue Star Ranch, yes, I had to move to a new IP, a new internet provider, because they had shut down my website 3 times.
Who's
there? So I moved to another, the HOA, Piney Creek HOA in Belleville, Texas.
How did they have the authority to do that?
Well, you know, that's what I said. Shoo, I said, how is it they have the authority to shut down my website? Does God make them the police of the websites too? So I, you know, called them, and he said, well, because your website contains content and you're advertising in this area, they would lie to my internet provider and they would simply shut down my website. And that particular internet provider had no customer service, and it was very difficult to get my website back online. So over the course of my website being shut down 3 times, it cost me a lot of time, a lot of customers, a lot of money, a lot of embarrassment and frustration. You know, so yeah, they don't have the right to close down a website. But I also pointed out to them that, well, Kathy Hayward has a website, she's selling chickens, and Larry Ray Dawson, your wife, has a website and she's selling gift baskets, and there's some other real estate people that have websites, and there's some lawyers that are, and all these people are working out of their homes. And what they did, Shu, was they kept changing the rules. When we first got there, they said absolutely no businesses are allowed And that was written in their deed back in 1999. Most people in 1999 did not have a computer, and websites weren't near today what they were back then. So literally no businesses were allowed back in 1999. And I pointed that out to them and said, well, wait a minute, you know, most people do have websites out here, including you, and everyone out here is working out of their home. And they said, well, but we're going to modify those rules. We're going to change them. And what it's going to say now, after our next closed door meeting where no one's allowed to attend, what we're saying now is only professionals are allowed to have websites. And I believe it was in one of the court cases where the judge said, you can't be discriminatory. You know, all websites were supposed to be allowed. And then they changed it again to say, well, now we're changing it to where it's not that no one can have a website, and it's not that just professionals can have a website. We're going to rule out any websites with retail hours. So because my website said we're open from 8 to 5 or whatever it was, they called me a retail business, and it went on from there to where they did their best to shut me down, even though I came up with a list of other businesses through the Belleville Chamber of Commerce. There was perhaps 25 or 30 other businesses at that time that were operating in Piney Creek, and I used that as evidence in one of the court cases, and that's, again, why the judge said it was completely discriminatory for them to select me out to close down my business while the other businesses were operating. And this has just gotten so past chickens. It's not about chicken. Like I said in the video, it's not about chickens anymore. It's about harassment and hurting people. And I want to put a stop to that. I don't know what I can do. Me, one little grandmother in Texas. What can we do collectively to help change these rules?
Well, there's a difference here. And when you talk about the declaration is recorded. It runs with the land. And if it says no businesses, then they can't change it. It's not a rule. And this is where board members and HOAs often exceed the scope of their authority to the point where they get themselves into trouble. What happens quite often, or what has happened in the past, everybody says, oh, no businesses because we don't want the traffic through here. Well, if you live someplace where you're on top of each other and you don't want big trucks coming through, I can understand. One of the things they'll say is, oh, my God, you can't have businesses. What if somebody put a gas station in the middle of your community? You know, here's the thing. Normal people would never put a gas station in the middle of a community. They're going to put it where it's accessible from the highway. Otherwise, they're not going to get any business. And people believe it. It's like, oh, my God, they're going to put a petrol station there. No, they're not. I mean, that's absolutely insane. Or the other thing is you're going to have a slaughterhouse next door. No, they're not. I mean, that's insane. And that's what people are afraid of. It's when they're given these horror stories that don't amount to anything, that they're absolutely terrified and they think, oh, well, maybe we ought to let the HOA do what the HOA is going to do to protect us from these things. Now, if the declaration says no businesses, that means no businesses. They can't change the rule. It's not a rule. They cannot take a right away from you if the declaration does not say that you cannot have a website. They cannot take that away from you because it is a right that you have.
What I explained to the judge and to everyone at the time is that there were no websites back in 1999. People weren't actively using them like businesses at that time. But in fact, there were other businesses operating out there, and I pointed it out to them, and they didn't want to hear that, you know, we want to shut you down, but we're allowed to do what we want to do.
Yeah, that's typical.
And I stood up to them. I stood up to them and said, no, you can't do that. and it cost me everything. Everything.
Did you have an attorney? Did you have an attorney, Marianne?
I've been through so many different trials, and at the time, I believe we did not have the money to buy an attorney, and I think they knew that. We did, in fact, we were in the midst, I think in 2012, I'm looking at my timeline here, around 2012, we were in the middle of a bankruptcy because I'd had quite a bit of medical problems I've got quite a bit of chronic medical problems, and I wasn't able to work. In fact, that's why I started the chicken business, because it was a small hobby to make a little bit of money. So back in 2012, we had our bankruptcy attorney that did represent us when the judge, Jeff Bohm in Houston, ruled, I believe a year or two after that, that particular HOA was capricious, arbitrary, and discriminatory against me and my business and my husband. They were wrong, and they ruled against them. But there is one other thing that did happen, and I do want to definitely point this out, that during one of the trials, Judy Manning, she went from the president to the treasurer to the vice president all over, and basically it's the same people that get elected, the same two married couples and a friend are on the board, and no one else ever really gets a shot at it. They vote for themselves, and they win every time. But basically, during one of the trials, Judy Manning, I don't know if she was president or secretary at the time, started what's called ex parte communication with the federal judge during a federal trial. They were trying to lift the stay on our bankruptcy so they could go in and attach a judgment to our home and possibly foreclose on it. They also wanted to shut down our business. This was about in 2013 or 2014, something like that. But she sent a letter to the judge that said, "Your Honor, we are bankrupt. We have spent nearly $20,000 in the month of June alone, and we're asking the judge to please lift the stay so that we can go in and attach a lien to their property," and on and on and on. But the point is, they had spent $20,000 on their lawyers. They've spent over $100,000, 13 attorneys in 8 years. That's unconscionable. And this was all for a chicken coop in the backyard in a country? How crazy is that? There's something wrong. These people have the wrong kind of power.
I agree. I so totally agree with you.
This power is it's not right. And it's not me. There's other people that are sitting in their homes right now opening these letters from all of these lawyers that are just making money on scaring and intimidating people. And it's wrong. It's very wrong. And so one step that I'm taking is, you've seen that video, and I mentioned to you that I'm going to be doing a prequel video, and I'm going to be producing this video and making sure that this video gets into the hands of the right people. I know that politics has got this all tied up, but I'm going to make sure that this video and a prequel video is going to go together to where we're calling people together to take a stand, to try to change the laws. And, you know, there is something called social media nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I said before that starting today, this is my world court. This is my world court, and everyone that sees this video is on the jury. If you see this video, you have the right to take the action, to take a step, to make a difference. You can click and go to the next page, or you can look at it and think about your future. And that's what we're fixing to do, is complete this video, have it put out in a package, have it pushed by other media companies. And if it goes to social media and these people are identified without causing, I don't know what the word is, where you might know the legal term, where you say someone's name, I don't know if it's libel or what the word is, but as long as you're saying the truth, you can say the truth in a video. And I'm going to say the truth, and we're going to turn the light on these people. And the one thing they don't want, they do not, absolutely do not want to be identified. They don't want people to know what they did. They must be totally embarrassed. But if this video gets into the hands of the right people, then laws can be changed and rules can be made. Now, I know I spoke with your the other attorney, Bill Davis, who's just wonderful. He's a great delight. He knows so much about so many things.
Bill's pretty amazing. And coincidentally, you both live in the same city, so that works out perfectly.
Yes, we do live in the same city. He's not that far away, and we're starting to talk about what my options are at this point.
I have an idea.
I'm
sorry.
Well, I wanted to say that I want to take this pain of everything I have lost and turn it and do good with it. And more than just by voice, I'm going to complete this video, get it out there, and hopefully social media. That's where people put it on their Facebook and they put it on their Twitter and they Instagram and they go to, there's so much social media now. I know very little about it. I just know that if a story goes viral, maybe the right people will listen. And that's all I'm asking. What I would like to happen, and I don't know if it ever could, would be that there's possibly a committee of people that live within the homeowners association that could be appointed to be a group or guideline or maybe a mediation board or something. These homeowners associations shouldn't have the right to just relentlessly pursue people to the point of destroying their lives. If there was a group of homeowners that were not elected by the HOA, that were not friends with the HOA, that were completely independent of the HOA, if there was a group, and maybe a law could be changed to where that every new HOA that is put in place, because the laws are made now to where, every time you have a new subdivision, you have to have an HOA. It seems that's where the laws are headed, that maybe there should be equally a board of volunteer homeowners that mediate and have rules and guidelines for these HOAs. If they spend more than a certain amount of money, then these HOAs need to take it to these volunteer homeowners to step forward. Now, will that happen? I don't know. I don't know the law.
That's not going to help you. The reason is the laws are state statutes, so you'd have to do that in every state. However, I have an idea. As you were talking, I came up with this idea. You can start a Facebook page. It says, Take Back Your Home. Put your videos, upload your videos over there. There are a lot of homeowners out there, believe it or not, across the country, who've started their own Facebook pages, who are actively working in their states and in their towns and in their HOAs. Pull all of these people together and put these videos up. That's how you're going to get this going viral. Because as I said, there are other, there are a lot of people who've had problems. I've had chicken ladies on here before. Martha Bonetta, who's in Virginia, she's a farmer. She's done a tremendous job. You can go to Paris Farms on Facebook page and find her. She's really working towards property rights and more so towards farmers' rights, small family farms. And her story is very interesting. I've had her on a number of times. She's really doing a great job. But you want to link up with the people who've already been there so that they can all share and post and cross-post. So if it's not a personal page, if it's just an open page that people can like, then that's where you're not limited to, 5,000, however many people you're allowed to have on your Facebook page, friends. Just make it an open Facebook and just post all this stuff up there and invite people to post things. You would have to approve it, but get it up there and connect with all these other warriors, because there are several of them out there.
I see. That's very, very good, because a lot of people together as collectively can make a difference. And the other thing I do want to point out is that the people on the homeowner associations boards, they come across as powerful and strong, but in reality, I think quite a bit of them are slinky little cowards. They don't want people to know what they do. They want to keep everything they do under wraps. They're just not above board. They do things in the dark and close meetings behind closed doors. They
like
just
cockroaches,
strike me as evil.
Right? Like
yes,
cockroaches.
Like evil and wicked and wrong. And there is no justice. There's no right or wrong. It's just we want to win. We don't care the cost. We want to win. We're going to win. We're going to destroy you. And it's not about let's try to work this out. I mean, my goodness, we've been to mediation. We've had so many meetings with these people. We've tried so hard to work with them. They have violated every single agreement we've ever made. They filed false charges with the state of Texas. They've lied under oath. I will be putting this in my prequel video where I have actual documentation where they were under oath and lied. They actually said, and this is something I wish you would be able to put a drum roll in your little radio program, but here is an absolute fact. These particular people testified under oath. That would be Larry Ray Dawson, Kathy Hayward, Judy Manning, those three at the time. They all said, we've never actually set foot on Mrs. Fordyce's property. We've never been there. And the judge said to them, how is it then that you say you smell an odor coming from their property? Because the closest person to Mrs. Fordyce lives over a mile away. They were claiming they smell odor. Kathy Hayward lived a mile away. And, you know, it's just wrong. That's just wrong that they can do that. They have done such harm to me, they actually admitted. Not one of them have ever been on my property. Where did they get all of this information? They go to my website, they read the information, and they decided, let's close down her business. It was that simple. I'd never bothered anyone, never harmed anyone. I wanted to be left alone, and they wouldn't let me alone. And they pretty much wrecked my life, but now it's time I do something about it, and I'm going to do something about it. I'm putting this on Facebook. I'm putting these videos out. I will, you know, I don't really like social media. I really don't. It's not fun to read some of the really mean messages you get back. I think if there were websites through Facebook and other places and other social media that would support controlling homeowner associations, I think by far most of the responses you would get without question are going to be in favor of the homeowner. I cannot imagine tens of thousands of people replying back, oh no, let's let the homeowner association tell us what kind of flower to put on my curb or what color curtains to have or, you know, how many inches my grass should be. We want them to control every single thought we have. I really think most people would step forward if they had the opportunity on a Facebook page and say what they really think.
But a lot of people
somebody's going to have to change the laws. The laws, something has to happen.
The laws, unless they start enforcing them, changing the laws aren't going to help a whole lot. I think what we have to do is realize that this is a flawed system. It's not something that's ever going to work. It's systemically corrupt, and you've got to pull the plug on it. HOAs don't work. The only reason we have HOAs is for other people's benefit. It's money. Follow the money. They say money is the root of all evil. Follow the money, because it's because of money. Money to the local municipality, because they can collect taxes but not provide you with the services those taxes were designed to provide you. So you're being double taxed in essence. It's the industry. The HOA attorneys, the managers, the management companies, all of the people who feed at the trough of the homeowners, these people are well connected, they're well represented, and they're a trade association. Trade associations work to improve the trades for their members. Their members are the very attorneys that are making your life miserable. You don't need HOAs, especially where you have something like yours. There is no need for an HOA. You cannot tweak the laws. You cannot make them kinder. These things are not going to work, no matter what you do.
Maybe even abolish HOAs. That's a big step.
I think that you ought to pull the plug on them. We ought to recognize that these things don't work. They never will work. They never will work.
Do you think exposing people publicly and publicly shaming them for their actions could, do you think that alone with
no.
social media now, that's a big, powerful, powerful thing.
I wouldn't bother with that, with the ad hominem allegations. I wouldn't bother with that because it's not one person, Marianne. Because whoever's doing it in your HOA, there's someone exactly like them. There's a clone in one of every other HOA across the country. It's a systemic flaw. Saying that John Doe over here is a bad guy is not going to fix the problem across the country. There are many John Does across the country. You've got to look at the whole system and realize that it's flawed. You can't fix it. It's not going
to
work.
Well, do you think there's a way to abolish them? What steps do we take for that?
I think personally that people have got to accept the fact that there's nothing in it for them because they're afraid. I've had people say, oh, well, yeah, well, you know, what if my neighbor paints his or her door red? So what? I mean, you can't live your life afraid of a red door. What if your neighbor goes after you because they have that power? That's what you should be afraid of. I think people have got to understand that it's not about what their neighbor's going to do that may or may not impact their property values. It's what the neighbor's going to do because they have the power to do it, like what's happened to you, like what's happened to a million people. People have got to understand that. Local municipal governments, everyone says, oh, well, they won't do it. You know what? Those people work for us. They need to be made to understand that they don't dictate this. They work for the people.
Something else, speaking of what you were saying about corrupt, we had mentioned that earlier, that one of the other board members is a deputy sheriff named Jimmy Bird. He's an Austin County deputy sheriff. He's my neighbor across the street. And he works for the Austin County courthouse. Well, we had gone back and forth numerous times with me making complaints against him and him making complaints against us in retaliation. And the point is, the sheriff's department even looked the other way. They know this was going on for 8 years.
Yeah.
And this has been this is also another level of corruption that he's using his power as a deputy sheriff to harass me.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know this guy. I've heard the same stories. I've heard people who were arrested and handcuffed and put in police cruisers so to prevent them from going into board meetings. Yet if you call the same police and say that the HOA is doing this, that, or the other and violating your rights, they'll say it's a private.
I ever heard was, Mrs. Fordyce, this is civil. You're going to have to take it up with an attorney. There's nothing we can do.
Exactly.
And I heard that for the last 8 years. They covered up the actions of some really dirty people. So
absolutely.
I say there's several levels of corruption going on here. But
the whole thing
at least we're making a start.
The whole thing is corrupt. That's why I say it's systemically flawed. People have been, I've been doing this since the late 80s when I discovered what HOAs really were. But I've been watching people, and I've been watching legislators grapple with trying to come up with legislation that's going to control HOAs. And every time they do anything, it just makes it worse for the homeowner. So I came to the conclusion years and years and years ago that there is nothing you can do to make this a happy place. It is not a happy place. It never will be a happy place. It can't work. It's systemically flawed. People have got to accept that and stop trying to tweak it. You're wasting your time.
The other thing I would like to caution anyone and everyone about is before you make a decision to move into an area with an HOA, rethink it and reconsider, because you don't know what kind of power these people have on the board. If you can at all avoid it, avoid buying a home that's HOA area. And that's where most of these new developments are going, into homeowner associations. And it's because it's decreed that all new developments must have a homeowners association. And if you can find a property that doesn't have one, I would certainly move there, because again, it's certainly not me. This has happened to so many people. And had I known that, we thought we were not in an area where the HOA would be a problem, because I don't know. I was surrounded by several hundred acres in the middle of nowhere on a dirt road. Little did I know the kind of, unbalanced craziness I was dealing with. I think that these particular people, maybe not all HOA board members, but this particular group of people, the Belleville Homeowners Association, Property Owners Association in Piney Creek in Belleville, Texas, I believe most, if not all of them, have some really mental challenges, some power problems. You know, there's something seriously wrong with people that they can't work with their neighbors.
Lord Acton.
There was something wrong with that.
Lord Acton famously said, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts, absolutely. It's human nature. It's in our nature, which is why this whole concept will never work. You'll never make it a benevolent, kindly place to live. And even if you have one now, it's subject to change. You're just one election away from having everything turn around. So, no, it's not going to work. I keep telling people, you're wasting your time going to the legislature and saying, oh, well, we want to be able to look at the books and records on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. That's nonsense. That's absolute and utter nonsense. Just strip them of their power. You don't need an HOA.
How do we strip these people of their power? What do we do?
You know, I have a friend I met through doing the show. She was local. She put up, or she and they did. They put up a sign in their front yard, and it was a political sign, and the HOA came by and said it was 1 inch too big, because the covenant said, the declaration said that they could have a sign of so many square inches or whatever it was. So it was a political sign. It wasn't going to be there forever. It was going to be gone. So what they did was they cut the sign in half, and they now had, it didn't say they couldn't have two signs. It just said the sign could only be so many square inches. So they cut it in half, and they had two signs that actually fell within the guidelines of the governing documents. And this, of course, created all kinds of problems. And it just, you know, it escalated and it snowballed. And it was, you know, one lawsuit after another lawsuit after another lawsuit. And the homeowners won every single time. This was a townhouse subdivision in Alexandria, Virginia. And they did not, they had 1 acre of common area. That's all they had. And so when they lost, and in Virginia, the prevailing party is entitled to court costs and fees. And so the homeowners won, and they won, and they won, and they got every penny they asked for. And they bankrupted the association. The association stupidly kept starting new lawsuits and new lawsuits, and losing new lawsuits and new lawsuits to the point where they were totally bankrupt. The only thing they had left was this one-acre piece of property, so they put this property on the market for sale because they needed the money because they were broke.
That's what happened. That's what happened to, in our situation, where they were completely bankrupt and they had a five-acre tract of land, which was our community park, and they sold that.
And they sold that
to pay the attorneys. Even after they were bankrupt, they still kept coming back with more lawsuits. And they just wouldn't stop. And I've got a letter with her own handwriting stating that they were completely bankrupt. That's crazy. But I would like to say one thing that although this was very hard for me, I did have something that it kind of encouraged me. Mainly it's my family, what keeps me going, and my hopes and dreams of leaving my family something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to die completely broke. But I'm trying to keep a small little business. I'm trying to redo everything. I've lost a lot. But one thing that kept me going, if anybody remembers the the Rocky trilogy, and now it's 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 of them, but I do remember when he was down for the count of 9 and just about every one of the Rocky movies, that he had to get up for one more round. Rocky went down, and he got up, and he went down, and he went down, and it was the very last time he couldn't get up again. But you know what?
What?
He got up again. He got up again, and he fought, and he fought, and he knocked out the opponent. And, of course, it's similar throughout many of the movies, and it Sylvester Stallone's a great actor, and it's a great series of movies, but it was just very inspirational for me to see these movies during all this time, knowing, you know, I could go down or I could get up. Well, I went down, but I chose to get back up. And I think each and every person out there really, truly can do something. And everybody's got a different scenario. Everybody's got a different family, a different story. But if everyone collectively does something, that's all I'm asking for people to do, is to try to take a stand. If you can avoid it, don't move into an HOA. If you live in an HOA, try to get out of there. If they start problems, I would expose them, each and every little dastardly deed they're doing, expose them publicly. I would put them on social media. I would spread your social media page to everyone you know and to everyone they know. Let people know what they're doing.
Let me finish my story about this couple in Alexandria, Virginia. You said, what happened to them? What happened was, in the end, some of the board members decided that the homeowners didn't want to sell the land. So it actually cost the board members tens of thousands of dollars to wipe out the debt that they caused and created. And at that point, the homeowners decided to look into dismantling the HOA. That proved to be very difficult. So here's what they did. They amended the declaration. They removed all of the, they removed all of the covenants regulating property. So all of a sudden, all of that was gone. They just gutted everything. There was no power left for the HOA. The only thing the HOA was allowed to do was to collect enough money to maintain some insurance on that 1 acre lot and to maintain the lot, to hire a gardener to come and mow the grass. That's all they were allowed to do. So there was nothing there. But here's the neat part about it. Once those restrictions were removed, people started making repairs and improvements to their homes, and property values actually went up.
Wow.
So
that's a great story. That's a wonderful story.
I love that story. I love the way that happened. So you may not be able to just totally shutter the HOA, but you can gut their power. You can gut their power. Stop being afraid of red doors and slaughterhouses and all the other stuff. Gut their power.
I do want to say, Shu, thank you. I'm so glad I've got to meet you. And you called me, and you heard of the story, and I really mean what you're doing is amazing. Through all of these years, you've dedicated yourself and your company to trying to bring awareness. I think I, among many, many hundreds and hundreds of listeners, if not thousands, are very grateful to you for what you do. And I sincerely mean that to you and to Bill Davis. I see all the different roads he's taking. I certainly thank you both. I wish there was 10 million more people just like you out there.
Marianne, we are out of time, but good luck, and please keep in touch with me. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for telling us your story.
Thank you for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Please check out our website at onthecommons.us. On the Commons is produced by OTC Multimedia Productions.
Well, I finally bought my dream home to enjoy retirement life. I've made new friends and buddies, lots of parties for my wife. It seemed that life was perfect, all my neighbors felt the same. Then along came death by CCRs, life's over, I'm fair game. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Now there's lots of open meetings close to Justice 4HO. Those arrogant board members say what they want you to know. The CAI and ULI will help you lose it all. But I wouldn't sell that dream home yet, the writing's on the wall. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Well, we're not afraid or stupid, all your threats mean nothing here. Time marches on, soon you'll be gone, united we'll be there. So put your rules and CCRs up where the sun don't shine, and enjoy those precious golden years, stop messing around with mine. Those petty rules and regulations, it's enough to make you cry. They're full of woes, no pink flamingos, someone tell us why. Slick managers and lawyers slither close, but they won't tell why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell. Why our dream home should remind us we bought a one-way ticket to hell.